We're up to the fourth Mida, L'she'eres Nachlasai. So far we had Mikel Kamoicha, Noisei Avoin, V'Oivre Al-Pesha was the third, L'she'eres Nachlasai, for the remnant of his heritage. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesnaigem Yisrael B'derech Zu. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with the Yidden. Oimer Hashem says, Mo'es El Yisrael, what should I do to Klal Yisrael? V'hem Kroizai, they're my relatives, Sher Basali Imahem. They're my flesh, I'm related to them. How can I do anything to them? A person doesn't want to hurt his own relative. Shehem Bas Zugla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're mates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kayra labiti HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times calls us his daughter. Achaisi, at times he calls us his sister, or even Imi. K'depirshu Zal, like Chazal say in Medrash Shir Ashirim. Uksiv, it also says, Yisrael Am Karoivai. We say this in Davening, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Klal Yisrael is his nation, his relative, Karoivai. Mamish Korvi Yesh Laimahim. We're actually related to Hashem. Ubanavhim. We're Hashem's children. V'hainu l'she'eris nachalosai. So that's the word she'er. She'er means that we're related. Loshen she'er basar. V'soif soif hem nachalosai. So we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heritage. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relatives. And therefore, Uma imer imani shem hare haka'ev alai. Hashem says, if I'm going to punish Klal Yisrael, so then I'm going to be pained. K'dichsiv, as it says, b'chol tzarasam. In all of the hard times of Klal Yisrael, and all of that pain, loy tzar, this pain for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is related to us, we're related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're his close relative. K'siv ba'olef, it's written loy with an aleph, loy mashatzara magia lepela, aleph is oisius, aleph lamed pei, which is pei lamed aleph, magia lepela ha'elyoin, v'cholshken ledu partzufim, this is all Kabbalah, I don't know what it means. Shebahem ikar ha'an haga the karinim bevav loy tzar, uksiv atiksa nafshe ba'amal Yisrael. And he ends off with fisha enoi soivol tzaram ukloinom mipnei shehem she'eris nachlosai. It's difficult, so to speak, however we understand this, but it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish us because then he himself suffers and therefore he doesn't want to punish us and he pushes it off as much as possible. Kach, likewise, Ha'odam im chaveroi. That's how a person has to be with his friend. Kol Yisrael heim she'er basa elu im elu. We're all related. We're all mishpacha with each other. And we have to feel that. B'pnei sh'haneshamos klulos yachad. Because all of the neshamos come from one source. And if they all come from one source, they're all connected. So yesh bazeh chelik zeh, or bazeh chelik zeh, says the Talmud Dvaira. Because all the neshamas come from one source and they're all connected. So my neshama has parts in it that are really from your neshama. And your neshama has parts from mine. And it's like that with every person's neshama, that he has a chelik of every other yid. Therefore you can't compare when many people do a mitzvah to one person doing a mitzvah. Because when many people are doing a mitzvah, you have so many more people actually doing the mitzvah because it encompasses so many more people. But that's what he wants. What the Talmud Dvar wants is that we have to have that feeling that we're all related. And when it's a relative that you're dealing with, you can be so much more patient and so much more caring with that person. In the Rebbetzin Kanievsky book, they talk about the different people, people who are unstable that made their way into the house of the Kanievskis. And there was a lady who they called Eshet Beit Shemesh. The lady from Beit Shemesh, she would come, she would have a foul odor. She, it was very unpleasant to be within a couple of feet of her. And Rebbetzin Kanievsky would hug her and kiss her when she would come into the house. So much so that when she would go with Reb Chaim to a chasna, it would be Reb Chaim, Rebbetzin Kanievsky, and this lady. And she would bring her with her into the chasna and introduce everyone to her as, this is my friend. You can't do that unless you really feel that this is your flesh and blood, this is your relative. And if you're able to feel that way about someone else, about any other Yid, regardless of what they're all about, they don't look like you, they don't dress like you, they don't act like you, if you can do that, then you're able to live for other people and care for other people like no one else. That's what the Talmud Devarim wants, and that's what we're supposed to emulate, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me just read a little bit more. ולכך פרש רבינו זכרנו לברכה על הנמנה מעשר ראשונים בבית הכנסת, those that are counted as the first ten in the Beis HaKnesses. So it says, אפילו מאה בום אחרוב, even if 100 people come afterwards, מקבל שכר כנגד כולם. These first 10 will be מקבל שכר כנגד corresponding to 100 people coming after them. Why is that? מאה ממש, כמשמעי מפני שעשרה הם כלולים אלו באלו. When you have 10 people, so each person's neshama is comprised of the other 10 people that are there. Hari hein esa pam esa, 10 times 10 is 100. So they actually are 100 people there. V'chol echad mehem kolul mimeya. Im ken afil yavayu meya, even if 100 people come afterward, hu yesh lo yischar meya. The 10 people that are there are 10 times 10, because each person is like 10 people. So they already get the schar of 100. So even if 100 people come afterwards, the first 10 receive schar like 100. V'chein mitam zeh Yisrael ha-reven zeh lezeh mipnei shemamish yesh b'chol echad chelik eivah mechaveroi. Every person has a chelik of someone else. U'kishachoyte ha-echad, when one person does navera, poigim asatzmoi, he hurts himself, u'poigim chelik ha-shel chaveroi boi. He's hurting a part of himself that has his friend in him. Nimsa mitzad ha-chelik ha-hu, chaveri orev alav. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.